So here we are, worldwide, live on BBS Radio. For those who joined in already, thank you for being here and participating with us. We have more people joining in over a conference call line, and I welcome those people. And if you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Stephen.
This is Steve Canal, West Palm Beach.
All right. I did happen to hear first Stephen Flagstaff. Good evening, Steve. And who is this from Palm Beach?
Steve Canal.
Another Steve. All right. Steve and Steve talking at the same time.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Steve, to be... And I welcome the next person. Please say your name and location.
Hi, is Terry? Is Terry here?
Terry is not here yet, no. Unless you're talking about Joel.
He's here.
No.
Hey, Joel, how are you doing?
Good.
Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you.
All right. I better call Terry. Pies, you can entertain everybody for a moment.
I'll do my best.
Tap dance routine, Pies.
Where's Stir Your Noodle?
I'm going to focus on welcoming those people that just called in. And if you want to do so, please. Station.
Is Daphne here?
I don't think Daphne will be here. Her mother.
A moderator coming in. Wynn, are you still here?
Oh, you are? Okay, just checking. Everyone's getting nervous.
Yeah. Person getting nervous over here. All right, I welcome those who just joined in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Lisa.
Lisa, how are you doing?
Great. How are you, Hi?
Great. It's good to hear your voice, Lisa. Thanks for being here.
I'm...
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, this is Gary from Utah.
Hey, Gary. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Doing fantastic. And more people. I welcome everybody. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Three from Chicago. Hi, everybody.
All right. Hi. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Mac from Utah.
Good evening, Mac. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And thanks for being. And I know more people have joined in, and I welcome you all. If you want to do so, please say your name and location. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Mr. Heiss. This is James from Salt Lake.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Fantastic. Thanks for being here.
God bless all. This is Teddy from Mount Vernon.
Right. So I welcome also those who have joined in over the internet through BBS Radio. It's a bunch of people here on the phone line, and it's just a blessing to be doing this. Thank you all for participating. And if there are more people on the phone line who want to announce themselves, please feel free to do so.
Now it turned into a quiet bunch.
Yeah.
Am I fairly clear, Hans?
Pretty good, yes. And let's see how it is after we mute the lines.
All right.
I welcome the next caller. Say your name and location.
Phil in New Orleans.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you? Pretty good.
Fantastic, Phil.
Thank you.
The next caller?
Phil, you're too polite.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Your name and location.
Hello, Gary.
So, Gary is not polite. You notice?
He's being smart.
Yeah.
You can't be too polite with Heiss.
Take it anyway.
This is Roger in Austin.
Hey, Roger. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
I'm doing just ginger peaching.
That's okay. Roger Newcomb, correct?
You're right.
All right.
Hey, Roger, I got a question for you.
Go.
Do you know that really cool massage place in Austin, Texas?
No.
Now, Roger, I was not trying to trap you. Okay, we actually just got a customer in Austin that what's it called? Something mining. Jerry, what's that place called?
Called Morningstar.
Morningstar what?
Trading Company.
Morningstar Trading Company. And they have massage stuff, and they have no idea about this other stuff that I do, okay? But we sent them a pendant, and they're now carrying them. They love them. They sold out in a week, and they bought
so, oh, wow.
If you go there, Morningstar Trading, tell them we sent you.
Hang on.
All right, well,
thank you.
I'll be right back.
I've heard the name, but I don't know anything about them. So. But I will keep that in mind.
Okay. So let me see here. I'm just, you know, let's see. I guess we can start recording. It's 6:00.
Mute first.
Muted.
You're very loud.
I'm very loud?
Yes.
Am I too loud?
And it's clear, so just keep going.
Yeah, I'm not on Skype. I'm still on the road. And,
And now, Terry, you... Hi, by the way, hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Greg. Thanks so much.
Jerry, you're not muted, are you?
Not right now.
I have to say, I'm getting people sending me emails how much better we're doing on the phone. Did you know that?
Yes.
So.
I can hear you right now. Move the mic a little bit away, please.
I'm too loud?
It was, yes, I hear your breath coming in the phone.
Is that better?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both loud and clear, so.
Okay. I always think that Skype is better than the cell phone because when I listen back, just there's a fuller frequency range on Skype. But I need really high-speed internet. Otherwise, the Skype cuts out. So let's get started. Hang on, we're going to record.
This conference is being recorded.
Hello, everybody. This is Winfrey, and you have called in to our Wednesday call. We do 3 calls a week, and each call is got its own signature. And our Monday call is kind of, could be anything. We've done everything on our Monday calls, from having conversations with this voice that says they're the Elohim that was explaining how they created the universe, to conversations with Carla Rucker, to you all sharing some of your experiences on the line. And our Wednesday call, people send me questions. And Daphne and Terry are on the line. Terry and Daphne are on the line, and we'll ask questions, and we have live answers. And our Sunday call, which many people say is their favorite call, is not really focused on bringing information in, although sometimes that happens. It's focused on energy.
It's focused on making the energetic connection with the higher realms. And many people are experiencing that, maybe for the first time on that call. It's pretty extraordinary. And it's hard to put into words because it's not like something that relates to your normal experience. In other words, it's an inner experience, and if you're not, if you haven't attended that call, then I highly recommend it. I think it's our most important call, and my way of interpreting it is that we are creating a group energy on that call by all of our intentions, and that our sources become part of that group energy, or they work through it in a way that when we do that call, there's a shift in consciousness, there's a shift in awareness, there's a feeling of expansion, and probably there's more synchronicities, miracles that happen as a result of our Sunday call, in particular, than any other. So please check it out. You need to have your own experience. It's not something you can organize in your head and figure it out. You have to be on the call and experience it or not. You know, we have a question today, and the gentleman's on the call, and I promised him I would ask his question. And he
Bennett, you can move your mic a little bit further away still.
Further away?
Yes, please.
How's that?
I think it's good. Time will tell.
It's really far. Okay. There's a gentleman who has been paying attention to our work, not for a long time, but for a short time. And he's heard us talk about these energies that are felt. In fact, he came to a live talk. And he hasn't felt any energies, and his question is going to be how to feel the energies. But I thought I would take a moment and I'd open up the lines, and I'd like to have those of you, I hope somebody answers, okay? I always say, I'm going to let people share something, and no one says anything. But those of you that feel energy, I think it's different for different people. It depends on where your chakras are open and what your potentials are. We're going to ask a question about that. But if I'd like to have you share what your experience is when you have felt energies on this call, if you'd like to. So let me open up the lines.
Unmuted.
The lines are open, and hopefully we don't have too many peanut butter crunchers on there. Actually, it's pretty noisy. Well, let me leave them open for a second, and let's see what happens. We can mute anybody who's making too much noise manually. Would anyone like to share their experience of the energy they feel in the line?
I would.
Okay, who is that?
You know,
okay. Somebody said I would.
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Is that Carolyn in Anchorage?
No, Okotoks. Medicine.
Okotoks. Okay, Carolyn. Why don't you share your experience of it?
Okay. Well, I used to do Touch for Health, which is working with the energy of the body. And the very first time I listened to the call, the Sunday call, it felt like I was floating up. And I felt this energy just come and surround me. It's almost like someone lightly runs their hand up your back. It kind of felt like that. And I just felt such joy and love. I started crying, actually. It was very good. And now when I'm on the call, I feel it it just starts very subtly. It's almost like if you could sense somebody in the room listening to you, that's what it feels like. And then I just feel my energy come up.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing. You know, it's good for people to share because, you know, I always talk about it and maybe people think I'm making it up. So, you know, this is a good chance. It makes credibility for what we do when you share it. It's a service for you to share that. Anyone else want to share how that feels for them?
This is Joel. I will.
Okay. Hi, Joel. Joel, speak louder, though.
Okay, sure. Let me move my mic. The it comes differently. There are sometimes, but I mean for myself personally, if it's really strong, it's kind of like sitting on the hood of a car, sitting on the hood of a diesel, in the sense that you'll get the whole body. I mean subtly. I mean it just feels like in essence there is like a touching of wind, but just kind of that just all over your body. Other times, like when I'll meditate and I, you know, kind of focus on the energy, it'll almost feel like there is, you know, I have cats. So if the cats are still walking around, then sometimes I'll think there's something there. So it can, if you're not ready for that kind of energy, it might be a little disconcerting. You might want to turn on a light or, you know, look or something like that. But I have felt it on certain ones where it's really strong. I was just kind of had my eyes closed, and I have felt, you know, I know this sounds weird for a lot of people if you haven't experienced this, but in essence, like my chest and my chakra, I felt a vibration that is just thumping about a foot out of, a foot away from my chest. And then I've held, you know, I've heard like this drum. You know, it can be really, really intense. The first time it happened to me, you know, I was like, am I having a stroke? And then I just realized it was kind of like if you do like out-of-body experience or you hit that out-of-body, your body hits that vibrating thing before you kind of disconnect and get a clap. So I realized what was happening and just kind of calmed down. But it can be really, really subtle in the sense that the room can go pink and it can be very, very vibrating, kind of like a vibrator, I guess is probably the best way to say it, is that real, real subtle. It can be inside or it can be something that's a little more extreme. But once you fall into that, it's a matter of sometimes, like when there is Daphne, Carla, and Terry, I know that. I know that prior to the call, and I know it when I get on the call, because I can feel that, you know, like I said. And it kind of feels like, I think another way of saying it for people, because I want to give them different feels, because it's not always the same thing. It's like you've had too much caffeine, so, and you're a little vibrate. You feel a little bit nerved out, but it's a matter of just taking it and embracing it and just, you know, relaxing and you know, taking on that energy. Because sometimes when, you know, when I first started listening, there were sometimes after the Sunday call, literally I would go lay down for an hour. I was exhausted because, you know, that you're not used to that level of input. And after, you know, now there is no real effects or anything that I would. You know, I look forward to the call, you know, most of the time. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like, it's either Sunday, Monday, or Wednesday. And sometimes after a long day, it's something to look forward to and go, oh, it's a recharge, as opposed to something that's going to be, I'm going to take a nap afterwards, but I thought it was awesome. I mean, so it can be subtle, and it can be something that's very, you know, way out of your body, very expanded, very visceral.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
If I can share something, this is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. For some reason, I recognize your voice, Lucy.
Probably my accent or something.
Yes, no, of course it's your accent. I love your accent, but go ahead. What's your experience, Lucy?
Okay, my experience is that it feel like, for me, it feel like you with somebody that, you know, when you're with somebody that you love and you you are some type of bliss that you feel comfortable, you feel good, and the time is like the time goes so fast you don't even see the time because you're so happy and you're so and sometimes I have tears in my eyes not crying, but, you know, it's just, it's blissful, it's nice, it's comfortable. That's me, you know, that's what I feel. Comfortable, happy, blissful. And sometimes I just want to share with the whole world, you know, because it's so nice, feel good. So that's what my feelings are. That's the way I feel the vibration. The same thing when we do the team shift, same thing, same feeling, and nice, feel good, happy, love, and all everything together.
You know what? Every time you talk on this call, you're actually sharing that, putting that energy out as well as taking it in. You know that? You hold that space.
Oh,
so
I didn't know. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's what I would say. I think that's true. And thank you for being here and doing it, because all of you are helping hold the energy of the call to some degree or another. You know, there's that religion, I think it's called religious science. Well, whoever put that religion together kind of understood this principle. And he wasn't doing conference calls, but, you know, people were meeting in a service. And the way it works is certain people are, I don't know if they're trained or they're selected. They're probably selected, because they can hold energy, and then they put those people scattered around the congregation, the ones that can really hold the energy, at different locations, and they're actually assigned to be there and hold the space, because that seems to bring the energy into the whole congregation, because there's people all through it who are holding the energy. So I'm sure we're doing something similar here, in a less formal way, but yet those of you that are holding the energy really strongly are holding the space that helps bring others into it, into the feeling of it. Anyone else have an experience that's different from what we've already heard?
Yeah, hello, Wim?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Ron in Mexico. How are you?
Hi, Ron.
Good, good. Yeah, I have more advice than I can say about personal experience, but actually it's personal experience. And what I found is that I have to offer first, kind of the first step, I guess you'd call it. I have to take some deep breaths, get out of my head, realize it's me that's holding the energy that wants to meet up, and then bring that energy down, whether it goes to my heart or just follows the breath. I don't get too technical there. I just have to relax, get out of my head, get into my heart, and then take the step and offer love, and it comes back. And I'd just be afraid, because I have looked for all the same things that people were saying was, well, I'm going to sit on the hood of the car or whatever. I look for everybody else's experience, and it ain't mine. And it has to be coming from me. It's my compass. It's my energy. I have to feel it, recognize it, know it, and then offer the love or offer the feeling first, but moving it out of my head. That's kind of my advice more than experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. And even myself, you know, I really can't take credit. I do show up. I take credit for showing up. But there's times when I come on the call, and I'm out of balance before the call. In fact, you know, I'm getting more stable. I'm getting more balanced. I'm holding the space better. But there were times when I would come on the call and I was really out of balance, and I would be amazed at how during the course of the call my energies would shift, and suddenly I'm imbalanced, and by the time the call is over, the whole vibration that I was in before the call shifts. So, you know, that's one of my experiences. And the other is...
The same thing happens to me. Like, I can be out of balance before the call, and then they start working with me, like, even before, like, at the beginning of the call, they just start working with me, and then the channeling, and at the end, I'm in balance.
Mm-hmm. And is there anyone that comes to our calls that knows there's something happening but has a hard time feeling the energy? And I would call on the person that asked the question if he wants to volunteer to share something, but I don't want to put him on the spot, so he'd have to volunteer. But it would be good to volunteer because we're going to have them address these questions, and so they'll it gives them more chance to tune into your energy and say something specifically for you. So anyone want to share how they're not feeling anything on the calls, or they're just hearing it in their heads, but they still enjoy it?
Hello, Wynn?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Raj.
Hey, Raj.
Yeah, I'm one of those that, you know, I get on the calls quite frequently, but I just don't feel it. I would love to. I'd love to get that space of feeling it, but often I don't. And
okay.
I would say for the most part I don't. So I'm one of those. I would love to hear the answer from the sources on that.
That's Roger in Austin, right?
No, I'm in Florida. I don't know if I...
In Florida. Okay.
Competed on somebody else talking, but I wanted to share that. So.
Yeah. Now, what keeps you coming back to the calls? Is it like you're having mental cognitions when you hear some of the ideas?
No, I think there's a slight intuition about it in the sense that, you know, I've tried so many things, and I've been so disappointed in so many things that this is the one thing that at least when you talk, I feel like I'm getting a little something. Not a
yeah.
lot, but a little, so...
Okay. Well, you know what? When they answer the question,
yep.
if they want to, they can maybe, you know, point something in your direction to see
That'd be great.
To see
I'd
what it is.
It.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Going once.
I could pipe in. I've got, this is Don in Superior, Wisconsin.
John Herman, right?
Hansen, but...
John Hansen, okay.
And my experience is I have had, I would say, more than a couple calls where I definitely felt some energy and felt uplifted, but overall, I would say I feel uplifted. But for me, I look back to when I started on the call. And prior to... discovering you guys, and I'm one of those that heard you on George Nury, and was surprised later when I went back and did a replay of the show with Wilcock when he first came out with the Edgar Case book. I actually had heard that show, but I had forgot it when I heard you, you know, on by yourself. But anyway, in my experience, just from the recent, like in the last 2 years, of life experience, I was at an area where I could call it depressed, but it was different than depression. It was the only way I could describe it is I felt compressed, like I was just compacted. And I knew there was something that I had to do, and I was trying to make a conscious effort to open that up and do something. And that happened around the time I discovered you. So I started coming on these calls, and then gradually, and that's probably when it was the most dramatic, I would feel really good after listening to the calls. But after a while, it wasn't so noticeable. But if I look back now, from when I started on the calls to where I am now, I'm probably completely different. You know, as far as
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a lot more like my old self, and
mm-hmm.
just feeling more open. So I would
great.
Say... Pardon?
That's a great experience to have.
It is, and I give thanks for it. And I also try to carry that beyond the calls and try to have my own conversations. Not conversations, but my own. I give thanks to the Elohim and to the source, and I try to get inspiration. And sometimes, well, actually, I can give you an example of asking for help, and I think I received it, although it didn't feel dramatic. But my mom just passed about 2 weeks ago, and she was quite elderly, and it was not unexpected. And it's actually, we had a very joyous service to give her a really great send-off. But our family is kind of musical, and one thing she had requested was that I sing the Marty Robbins song, El Paso City, at her funeral. And so I told her I'd do that, and I but I haven't performed. I used to perform a lot, and I haven't performed much recently. And I was going to accompany myself on it. And then on top of that, my brother told me just a couple days prior to the service that she had also requested that I sing the Lord's Prayer. Now, I don't sing a lot of church music, but I've like harmonized on that particular tune with my two brothers sing, and so I've never sang the lead on that. So I mean, I know the song, and I definitely know the words, but I didn't really know the tune. So I'm cramming on finding every recording I can of the Lord's Prayer and drilling on that, and then that was one thing was I just asked for help for when, you know, that comes up, that I not screw it up, basically. I didn't think I'd do a great job of it, but I didn't want it to be bad either. And so I just asked for that help. And then the interesting thing is, I talked to my brother the night before the service, and he was coming from out of town, and I said, I've learned the Lord's Prayer, but there's no way I'm going to teach myself to accompany myself on guitar, so I'm going to sing it a cappella. And he said, oh, I don't think I'd do that. He said, I think it's already in the program, and they've got an accompanist, and I think I've sang with her before, he said. So just plan on doing it, and if right before the service you feel you don't want to do it, then don't, because the accompanist will play it. And I said, okay, that'll be great. Then I won't worry about it, and I can just give her the word to pound out the melody a little bit for me. So I sat next to the accompanist right after I did the El Paso City song. The minister had a couple of words, and then the Lord's Prayer was going to come up. And I just leaned over to her, and I said, I haven't sang this in a long time, and I've never sang it solo, so if you can just pound out the melody. And she gave me this wide-eyed look of panic, and she goes, I'm not playing it. I said, what? She said, nobody told me to play it. I thought you were just going to do it. And I just started laughing, and I said, okay. I said, well, I was going to do an a cappella to begin with. So when I stood up, I just explained to the congregation that situation, and then I just said, would everybody who feels like it, please join with me. And, I mean, it was a rousing rendition of the Lord's Prayer, and everybody, it seemed, in the whole place joined in, and it was great. So there's a case where I think they were there, and they helped, you know, welcome my mom. So it was really great that way, too.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. And, you know, a lot of you have noticed, or many of you have noticed, I know I get emails that, you know, there's all these, when you start tuning into this, there's all these little things that start happening in your life. And there's always a question, oh, was that really them? Or was it going to happen anyway? And, of course, they like it that way. They like it because it creates the mystery. It creates the connection with the mystery. It's like, you know, there was, I think right after George Norrie, I don't know if any of you were on that call, but I talked about my sister's miracle. And suddenly I had 300 people on the next conference call we did, and they were all expecting a miracle. And I said, well, maybe they'll have it. I don't know. I don't know how this works. I'm learning. And it was like a little awkward. It was like, it was hard. It was difficult because I don't like to let people down. I'd love to be a dispenser of miracles on demand and tell them, do this, do that. But it doesn't work that way. And it's nonlinear when things happen. And that's, in the big picture, that's preferable. I can see why it's preferable, because the idea of miracles is such a temptation, and that people do suffer, and they'll give up their power to have what would be a miracle, to stop their suffering. And the key is that on some level, coming to our calls can stop the suffering, or can certainly alleviate it. And it's like then that gives an opening for something phenomenal or miraculous to happen, and not vice versa. It's not like, I'll heal this, and then you'll come to the calls, and I'll be dedicated and devoted because I had this miracle. And from my experience, it actually doesn't work that way. People have miraculous things, and oftentimes they're gone. I don't hear from them. So thank you all for sharing. And, it's like I like we're having a little bit of different formatting on the calls.
Please proceed to the highlighted route, then the route guidance will start.
Now, is that somebody who's trying to tell us something, or is that someone that has the radio on?
Sounded like the recording.
Somebody picked me up.
Well, we're going to mute everybody.
Sounded a little better.
What's that? Willow, how come you're not making a contribution before we mute everybody?
I muted my phone so I wouldn't make any noise to coming over.
Yeah, but we like to hear from you.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm just putting you on the spot. Don't worry about it. All right.
I keep coming back.
Muted. Unmuted.
You keep coming back? Go ahead, say that.
What?
I muted you, but then you started saying I keep coming back, and then I cut off. So why don't you finish?
Okay. I hadn't really tried to evaluate it before. I feel really drawn to the energy. The people that congregate on these calls have an essence that is very, very inviting and welcoming, and I think that you direct that energy well, and I don't try to define it. I don't try to evaluate it. I just know it is very, very good, and it's going in a good direction.
Thank you. Should we tell everybody how we got to know each other, Willow? we'll save that for another time, okay?
Thank you.
Well, if Willow and I could have had a fist fight, an astral fist fight, we would have.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about that, and I have a way of phrasing it. I am not a female that you can beat down into a little box and control.
Well, do you think I want to?
What did you? I didn't hear what you said.
I said, do you think I want to do that?
Yes, I.
Uh-oh, I'm cutting you off. I'm at the mute button. Let me tell you that. Here's how it looks from my...
Muted.
Now I've muted everybody. But here's how it looks from my perspective. And I've learned this over time. I've learned it. I didn't know... I've said many times, I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm learning as I go. And one thing I've learned is that these calls set an energy level. They set a level that other people can participate in. And when people first start participating, it often takes a certain amount of yin or passivity to respond to the energies of the call. And if people become vocal or participate too soon, oftentimes they're doing it before they get it. And they come in at an old level of relationship. And if I let that happen, which I used to do that. Where am I? Why don't I see myself on this call? Can you guys hear me?
Unmuted.
I can hear you.
Yeah,
you can hear me?
I can hear you well. Clear.
Muted.
Okay. You know, it's like, if you notice now, even today and other times, you know, there's space and people are contributing and I'm really enjoying it. And but you guys are coming in matching the energy. You're not coming in with something to preach or to take over, because that's what would often happen when people are new. If you give them too much space, they don't understand it yet. They haven't assimilated it. And so instead of saying things within the context of the energy that's on the call, they'll pull the energy off. And oftentimes, they're coming in from a place of being lonely or unrecognized, and they suddenly feel all this loving energy, and they want to direct it towards them in that moment, and it screws things up because they're not coming in a oneness. It's kind of like they're trying to direct the energy towards themselves. And I've learned this. It's better for me to be fairly tough in that entry point until someone actually gets the energy and gets the feeling of what we're doing. And then it's easy for them to share and talk. But before that, they throw it off. And if you got a few people like that on the line, we'd lose the energy for the whole call. And it would just become a discussion group where everyone gives their point of view. Does that make sense? Uh-oh, I don't hear anybody.
Was everybody muted?
It says no. Can you hear me? You hear me, right, Jerry?
I hear you.
Unmuted.
I ran an hour unmuted.
You know what?
Muted.
Everyone.
Hey, now everybody. I just unmuted.
You unmuted everybody? Okay.
You want me to unmute?
My friend, yeah, unmute everybody.
Unmuted.
Open lines.
Okay. Did that make sense? Did you guys follow that?
Make a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, you'll see. Next time there's I'm in George Barrio, there's a bunch of new people on the line. I will be really tough and in holding the space, because the goal is to hold the space of the energy so other people can get it. But some people are going to interpret it like I'm a dictator or I'm controlling. And I mean, I just have to eat that because it looks that way, because I'm not being democratic and letting every new person say anything they want. And I've watched things get really corrupted in the past when I didn't do that. I watched it over and over again. So it just seems, thank you guys for understanding that. It's a good principle. And you know what? You know, in your own lives, I'm sure some of you are going to find that to be
muted
of value and understanding. It's like when you want to create something and you're able to hold the energy for it, you really have to hold the energy. You have to be willing to hold it against other people's disapproval, because they want to do something where they need acknowledgement. You know, they want to come into a circumstance where they need acknowledgement. And if you're creating a loving space, you have to protect the space you're creating and not cater to everyone that wants acknowledgement. Because acknowledgement is really a lower form. It's like, recognize me. Give me energy. Tell me how smart I am. I'm really metaphysically savvy. I'm really smart. And a lot of people want recognition for their qualities. Now, I'm not saying that's wrong. And they, you know, people get together all the time in coffee shops and talk about these things and for hours on end. It's just because we are working with such an amazing energy on these calls, and that we have the support of these sources in other dimensions. It's that until somebody gets it, they're going to throw the energy off every single time. And so somebody has to be the sergeant at arms and say, be quiet, or that's not appropriate, or we're moving on. And somebody's going to say, when didn't you give me a chance to say everything I wanted to say? So it's a really great concept. It's now, oh my God, look at this. It's 6:46. We got 10 minutes, but this was a great conversation. And sometimes these conversations are better than the questions. Things come up. Let's ask, I have a couple questions here that really are good ones, and I want to ask them. And Terry, you're not ready, right?
No, that you need to call in the light, and then I'll...
Get ready. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And I would like to ask that question on behalf of the particular person that said, I don't feel energy, and I want to feel energy on behalf of all those people that are on the calls and that recognize, at least hear, that there's this energy on the call, and yet it's not happening for them. Thank you.
Thank you. We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. And we see that there is a question, and it is the question of more than one person on the line. Some individuals who are not feeling the energy or who are feeling little energy had a different framework for than other people who are not feeling the energy. They have different reasons, different things happening for, and that is why they don't feel the energy. One of them is, in order to feel the energy, one has to be receptive. We see that with the person in Florida, that when you seek to feel the energies or sense the energies, you are looking very hard and trying very hard to feel the energies. And you are looking in the vicinity of your own framework, your own frequencies, the frequencies to do with your life. And you are looking for the energies within that category, within those set of frequencies. We have a higher frequency that is coming in at a much, much higher level, higher in tone, higher in we don't know the words, higher in hertz, higher in cycles per second. It is so high that it is not easy to perceive when you look around you and sense to see, feel, sense the energies of us. And what you are seeing is what you see day to day. Then it is discouraging. However, if you look higher in frequency, we are right there. We blink our energies at you in this moment of time. We have a slight light pink color to our energy framework. We don't even like to call it a framework because it is so light. It is on the borderline of what an individual can sense. However, within your own self, you have components of those higher energies. In your daily life, you come and go and you do your daily activities, and those have a certain frequency. You eat your meals, and this gives another frequency lending itself to your body. And when you look, these are the frequencies, these are the energies that you see and feel and sense. And we, again, link our high, and high has different connotations. By high energy, we mean a very high frequency, a very light frequency, a frequency that seems very elusive and almost not able to be sensed because it is so high. Set with those thoughts and keep coming into the calls, and we will keep linking our energies at you. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, some people talk about opening your pineal gland or certain diet things, not eating meat, raises your frequency, that tunes you, gives you the ability to tune into energies. Do those things relate to this situation here, like doing things that impact your pineal gland, like not having fluoride or eating certain foods and diet? Does that help to refine one's energies and sensitivities?
That is correct. However, when one learns to focus very clearly, one can recognize what those frequencies are, the frequencies of the meat one has eaten, the frequencies of the food, the frequencies of the connection with the surroundings, the frequencies of the area, the ground, the metal in the ground, the iron in the ground. the minerals in the body, and one can learn that one can look past those things, so one does not have to stop eating meat in order to sense us. However, some people, if they eat cheeses and meats, then, and they are not familiar with our frequency, it may be harder to discount those frequencies when one is looking to sense us. However, when one can grasp our frequency, one can look past all of those sensory things within the third density and can see us very well.
How about things like if a person has trauma in their body? Does that impact the ability of the energy to be sensed?
It does, because when there is trauma in the body, the individual's attention is going heavily to that area of trauma to help to balance the energies. Because in an area of trauma, there is a wrong kind of energy. There's a disconnection. There's an acidity there. And as such, there is a lack of electrons that is needed to heal, and the body, the person's body mobilizes around it, and so it becomes harder to connect. And if one is on pain medication, then it becomes harder to connect also.
Mm-hmm. And one final question. Is the energy directional, i.e., does it come in from only from the top of your head or through your... I know it comes in from the top of your head, but can it come in through your heart or your third chakra or your fifth chakra? Can it come multi-directional, or would one look for it just in the top of their head?
One can look for it surrounding them, as when we connect, we do connect with it at the top of the head in a ring around the crown chakra, and we do then also move into the vicinity of the person so that we are, in a sense, all around them.
Thank you. One final question. Is there any difference of experience of how this works for the Elohim group and the Ra group?
The Ra group has, we of the Ra group have the greater connection with the frequencies of the third density life, as we have lived and used those frequencies to connect with life in the third density. Therefore, we are more versatile and we are more used to those frequencies, so we can then, because of familiarity, connect with the person with and identify with the person at those earth frequencies of minerals and iron and the things that the body is composed of and connected to of the third density realm.
Okay. You know what? It's 6:59. This was an important question, and we focused on it, and people contributed, so we're going to have to do the other questions next week. And thank you all for being here. Thank you, Terry. Thank you all who volunteered your experiences. And thank you. Particular thanks to everyone who's volunteering, who's making it possible for all our stuff to go up and be totally free, and all of you who are using the spiritchannel.net. And on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody. Wait a second.
Unmuted.
Everyone's unmuted. I hope that was helpful. And we'll see some of you on Sunday.
Thanks, Wynn.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.